And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the nuts and bolts of business. Each of my guests is delving into a key aspect of business. My next guest looks at the emerging importance of internet video and how it can propel small business forward on the internet. We'll talk to the CEO of StreamIt.TV. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you have a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Jeff Coffey has been a serial entrepreneur since 2000. Currently, he's the founder and CEO of StreamIt. He successfully founded and led four startup companies in his career. Jeff has perfected leveraging software as a service to increase touch with clients and consumers. Jeff's visionary approach to business has helped change many different industries. He's a trained coach and professional speaker who often presents to large groups. Jeff is the past chair and honorary member of the Bend Chamber of Commerce Executive Council in Bend, Oregon. Welcome to the show, Jeff. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, thank you for being our guest here. And we understand that you're down here in Southern California enjoying some of our fine weather from your home in Bend, Oregon. So I hope you have a sunny, beautiful day down there where you are today. Let's jump right into it because video in the internet has just become so popular. I mean, you got YouTube, which is a Google company, but interestingly enough to me, YouTube became the number two search engine on the internet, just behind its parent company, Google. TV and movie companies are very, very concerned right now that the internet is going to supplant the TVs and the movies. So what's this fascination, Jeff, that we have with video on the internet?
Well, you know, I think that when you write somebody an email, the thing that's lost is tone. The inflection of your voice and what you really mean to say. But with video, we're able to just say it the way we mean it, and it's the way we're used to communicating every day.
And so it's more natural for us to be able to communicate that way. We can and express more meaning in what we do and say if we put it on video?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I can show my story as well as telling my story.
And showing is always better than telling, Jeff. Well, to do this, though, it has not been a sort of an overnight phenomenon. There have been some technological changes that have made the internet video possible and practical. Talk to us about what has led us to the point where we are today, where internet video seems to be booming.
Yeah, well, if you remember back about 10 years ago when people were still just getting online, you would go to click on a video as we were trying to get it up there. And you'd walk away, get a cup of coffee, maybe make yourself a sandwich, come back, and it would still be buffering and downloading. Today, we can start a high-definition video within 1.5 seconds from the time you click a button.
Wow.
So the ability to get information, get traffic across the internet, has been sped up by multiple technologies, including cloud computing and what we call edge platform delivery, which means that we're able to not have to deliver that video from one location to around the world, but rather from, say, 2,500 locations so that you're just accessing that content locally.
Explain that a little bit further, if you could, Jeff. You lost me there. So Edge platform allows us to do what now?
So typically, if I have a server with a video on it, video would be clicked on from, let's say, somebody over in Toledo. And let's say that server was right here in Southern California. Well, there's a lot of copper, a lot of information that has to get down a lot of lines. But now, with cloud computing and doing what we call edge platform delivery, which has been primarily supported by Akamai, we're able to store that video right in Toledo from the time that they call up that video. So now, instead of having to reach all the way out to Southern California, they're able to access that video right there in Toledo. So it's just that what we call last mile delivery for them.
The last mile delivery. My guest is Jeff Coffey. Jeff, you brought up the name Akamai, and I was going to ask you about that, so I'm going to ask you now about Akamai, because they're getting slammed on the stock market today. What is Wall Street's concern about Akamai? It seems to me that it used to be the traffic cop of the internet. It used to be Wall Street's darling. What has changed? Why is it getting so slammed today?
Boy, I don't know that I have a real answer to that. The stock market seems to be all over the place on everybody, up and down on technology. But, you know, we did our research before getting into the business and, you know, looked for a company that was always out there with the leading edge technology that focused on security, focused on speed of delivery, and had some of the best relationships in the industry. So, you know, it's going to go up and down and in and out. I think, look at some of our other large companies like Cisco. They get slammed, and next day they are the darling. So don't listen to them too much personally.
All right. I won't follow the stock market quite as closely on that. My guest is Jeff Coffey. He's the CEO of StreamIt and StreamIt.tv. So let's get back to video on the Internet, because, Jeff, one of the interesting things that I've noticed is that video – on an internet site really helps to boost the Google rankings. And let me just tell you a personal story. I monitor my website against several other competitors' websites that are out there. And at one point, about 6 months ago, we were virtually in a dead heat. We had virtually the same Google ranking. But then the other site started to add video. And after the video started to appear on that site, their Google ranking just skyrocketed, left me in the dust. So why does Google value video content over traditional text and even audio content on a website?
Because they own YouTube. You know, video is driving more traffic, and that's how they get paid. More eyes on content is means more ads displayed from a Google perspective and more clicks. So I don't know their total formula, but we see the same thing time and time again. We've worked with companies that had worked on their search engine optimization for 4 years. Within 3 weeks of posting video content to their website, that site that had the video content outranked their own site that they had been working for years on getting high rankings for. So it does. It's great. Not only that, but we've got other search engines that are able to actually take that audio file and search the content within the video itself. Companies like Blink, that are doing that and helping search ranking as well.
Blink, now that's a new name I had not heard. My guest is Jeff Coffey. Jeff, so obviously it's important for a site to have video today. So talk to me about your company. How does StreamIt boost a Google page ranking for a client company?
Yeah, well, I mean, inherently with video, as we've just discussed, it's going to increase that ranking. Where our real focus is driving the business of video. Most of our customers have been trying to distribute their content on DVD. We're Woodcrest independent film directors. We work with speakers and trainers. And everybody's got a hand in the pocket. Production companies do. You know, what we call content aggregators do. Even to put your content out on Amazon or iTunes, if you want to charge for it, they're going to take a percentage of your revenue.
Right.
I grew up in the Napa Valley, and I remember when direct-to-consumer wine sales started happening and what that did to all the distribution companies out there. And all of a sudden, you could go online, join a club, and now these wineries had the opportunity to do direct-to-consumer wine sales. And that's kind of what we're doing to the DVD market.
All right, so you're going more direct. You're a more direct conduit between the band or the artist and the ultimate consumer there. What makes StreamIt unique, though? Because there are lots of competitors in this space. You're not the only ones, and I don't want to pretend that you are. But what makes you unique compared to some of the other competitors that are there?
Yeah, you know, if you look at online content management, there's over 90 companies currently out there, and each one has a different angle to it. We've kind of tried to build at a different layer, and that is, if I want to do an online business, let's say that I'm a professional speaker, and I want to have my video content online for sale. Well, there isn't any simple solution for me to just open up a website, kind of like, you know, WordPress is today. It's very easy to get a website up, choose a template, put my content in there, and I have a website. But there is no simple e-commerce platform for me to just sell my video on. I could post it on YouTube and put the rental button on there, but they're going to take a percentage of my revenues. It's all rev share model. Whereas what we are is simply a software as a service. We provide the platform that ties in your marketing to your sales capabilities, forums and conversation engines in one simple to use platform, and we're just a charge for service. So we're trying to change that up a little bit as to how that's approached.
Okay, now that makes a little sense. For my listeners, though, let's do a little compare and contrast between your company, StreamIt, and some other well-known services that are out there. And let's take YouTube. You mentioned that in your last answer. In what ways are you similar? What ways are you different than YouTube? Let's do some compare and contrast with that.
Yeah, you bet. So let's compare ourselves so that it's a little bit closer to apples to apples, and that would be the YouTube rental button. Again, we're focused on the commerce side of online video.
Mm-hmm.
First off, they're a 40% revenue share for you to get your content up there. They have to approve it. Your content cannot play on mobile devices. It has the YouTube brand on it, and your competitor's content will be listed down the side of the page while your video is playing. With our situation, it's your own website. It's your own software. When somebody comes to your content, it's all your revenue. Again, we only charge on a per hour delivered basis. It comes out to be fractions of percentages for charges.
All right, that's good. Now let's compare it to another service, Ustream.
Ustream. Ustream, again, focused on live content. It does allow you to embed into your website, which is beneficial. Ustream is actually, oddly enough, the reason we got into the business.
Really?
We started out as a small production company focused on taking content to the web. A lot of production companies didn't understand that last step from video production to website delivery. And we used Ustream for our first conference. We got the content up and running. The conference started. We only had 160 people in attendance, but we had 385 people online from around the world.
Wow.
And 10 minutes into it, the audio separated from the video. Not only that, but it was a challenge to even get this client to want to put it up because they were charging for access to their conference. They wanted to be able to charge for access online, and we just didn't have the capability with Ustream to do that. So 10 minutes in, audio separates from the video. We are calling, like, frantically. We're emailing in. We're text supporting. Get us back working again. We set up a new channel, and only 13 out of 385 people followed us.
Oh, my goodness.
We lost the entire audience and never received support on a support ticket.
Wow.
We figured there had to be a better way to do this when it came to the actual business. If I want to be able to charge for access, those kinds of things just can't happen.
That's true. My guest is Jeff Coffey. He's the CEO of StreamIt and StreamIt.tv. Well, let's do one or more compare and contrast, if we can, Jeff, to help solidify this for my listeners, and that is compare and contrast to Apple's iTunes, your service.
iTunes. So iTunes is really focused on entertainment, not so much training. So you have to get approved to put your content up there, as you probably know. You set up your channel.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to charge, again, this is a revenue base. This is not just about your brand. When somebody comes searching for, talk shows, they're gonna come up with all of your competitors, and not just your content. Again, you know, the StreamIt platform is about you being able to have your own version of iTunes with just your brand on it, but with all the same capabilities. iTunes is what we would call a content aggregator. They collect content to sell out of a single store. We give our clients their own store.
All right, that's a very good definition. My guest is Jeff Coffey. Jeff, let's talk about this emerging market, if we can, for just a minute, because you've got big players now that are jumping into this with both feet. Microsoft jumps in because they own both Silverlight and now they bought Skype. Google, we mentioned at the outset, owns YouTube. Do you think that these behemoths are going to move into the market and just crowd everybody out, or is there room for everybody to play in this pool?
I think there's a lot of room to play. There's a lot of content providers that haven't been putting anything online because they haven't been able to charge for it. When they are able to charge for it, again, so much gets taken out of their pocket that there's going to be a lot of different approaches for the different business models that are there. And, you know, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars of content out there that will be able to be streamed. We're talking to major production companies that produce for TV and want to do online-only delivery of shows. So it's changing. It's coming quick. People are, you know, cutting the cord cable and realizing that they can get the content they want whenever they want it, ad-free, online.
And that is the mantra. That is the mantra that everybody's going for. My guest is Jeff Coffey. Jeff, so that begs the question. You're talking about all these different clients that you're working with. For what types of businesses is StreamIt best suited?
I would say pretty much anyone. Anyone that wants to, again, has a following, has quality content, We're not focused on clients that just have voice over PowerPoint presentations or those kinds of things, but those that actually are investing in production for content that they believe has value. So again, everything from, say, David Ramsey talking about, you know, financial security, onto again an entertainment TV production firm that that already has millions of viewers on TV, want to be able to take it online.
Gotcha.
Turnkey, and they can do it in literally inside of minutes.
All right. Now, Jeff, one of the interesting and unique aspects of StreamIt is that you have social media integration. So how important is social media integration in the marketing of online video content?
Wow. Social media. You know, it's one of those things that everybody talks about how to do it, but nobody really understands how it works. but it is very powerful in getting the word out and communicating with your followers. There are so many engines out there that can be used. We've chosen to focus on really the what we think to be the top three right now, which is Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Twitter being that quick, get the word out, there's new content, there's, you know, we have this new information for you, for those that are interested in following that. LinkedIn being more the professional, particularly for our clients that are business to business, and Facebook for our clients that are more business to consumer in their product offering. And, you know, man, you can reach a lot of people. And again, when we compare ourselves, say, to DVD sales, once a DVD goes out, you have no analytics. You don't know who watched it. You don't know how long they watched it for. You don't know how many times somebody copied it, redistributed it on you. But when we go online, all of a sudden we can see that web form. We can see who watched when, for how long, from where, where did they click in from? And all of a sudden, our market information, our ability to communicate out to our community is just strengthened.
And that is the value of being on the Internet. My guest has been Jeff Coffey, CEO of StreamIt. Jeff, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they maybe want to learn more. Where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Come on over and see us at StreamIt.tv.
StreamIt.tv. It's one of those new extensions, the .tv extension, StreamIt.tv. Jeff, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you.
It.